Eulalia, Disc 8.
Vizcalongtut's second-in-command, the Weasel Magger, and the rest of Blood Gullet's crew were enjoying the good life in North Mossflower Woodlands. They had brought grog from the ship and gathered eggs, fish, birds, fruit and berries locally. Magger had become quite popular with the vermin crew. He was easygoing and not given to making the others fear him, like Vizca did. An air of enjoyment and relaxation pervaded the woodland camp. After grubbing about the cold seas for seasons, suffering hard chores and short rations, the warm climate and sheltered surroundings suited the vermin fine. No beast was overeager for the return of the captain. That would only mean more discipline, marching, orders, and fighting to fulfil the golden fox's ambitions. Accordingly, they lay about, taking their ease and enjoying the welcome respite whilst they were able. Two shipmates, a stoat called Saltier and a ferret named Ragchin, were wandering along the ditch bed, picking blackberries. They had almost filled Ragchin's floppy old hat with the fruit and were sitting on the side of the path, debating what use the berries might be put to. Saltier sorted out a large juicy one, musing.
"What do you think, Reg? We could make grog out of these."
Ragchin shook his head.
"Nah, takes too long, and the others would only drink it on us. What about cooking them up in a skilly and duff?"
Saltier spat into the ditch, not relishing the idea.
"That mega tune Yeffelit Dan. Have you seen him eating skilly and duff? He's like a wild beast."
He popped the berry he'd been holding into his mouth, grinning.
"Why don't we just eat them ourselves?"
Ragchin immediately grabbed a pawful, stuffing them into his mouth and wolfing them down.
"You're right, Salt. It was us what picked them, eh?"
Purple juice was running down both their chins as they devoured the blackberries. Saltier suddenly paused. A berry halfway to his lips, he held up a paw.
"Ahoy! Can you hear something? Thunder, I think."
Ragchin stood up, gazing at the sky.
"Thunder? On a day like this? Nah, give over, mate."
Then he saw the dust cloud rising in the south. It was coming from the ditch bed. He pointed.
"That's what's making the noise. Look it."
Saltier joined him. They stood watching the rising dust cloud a while until a figure at the head of it came into view. Ragchin could hardly believe his eyes as more shapes became visible. Grabbing his shipmate's tattered jerkin, he fled, pulling him along.
"It's the captain being chased by an army of dirty big brown rats. Must be 1,000 of them. Come on!"
The two vermin came hurtling into camp. Magger and some other crew vermin had heard the rumbling. They were looking uneasy. Saltier and Ragchin shot past Magger, calling as they hurried to hide in the woodland depths.
"Captain Visker's being chased by thousands of big rats.
Real big uns. They're headed this way."